Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Josh here. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast, and welcome to 2018. It's official. It's official. The ball dropped. Everybody celebrated, and now we are in a new year. So what does that mean for you and your business? Well, it could mean a lot of different things. Maybe you're taking some time off because it's winter and you want to relax. And then before you know it, bam, spring will be here and you'll be stressed out and be doing the same things you've always done. And maybe you'll waste another golden opportunity to put things in place, to strategize, to plan, to do real goal setting the right way. And then time will go by. And I hope that isn't the case for you. For me, we've done a lot of reflection this last few weeks, me and my wife, our family, my business partners, really trying to figure out, you know, what do we want? What is our desired outcome in all these different areas of our life? And me and my wife were talking about the idea of New Year's resolutions, which are super popular. And maybe you have done one or many. But there is a difference between a New Year's resolution, in my opinion, and setting real goals. Goals that are supported and backed up by habits. And we did a really cool thing. This was actually my wife Ashley's idea, so shout out to Ashley. She is definitely the smartest one in our relationship. And she made these little invitations for our family. Typed them out, put them in little scrolls, rolled up the scrolls, put like a ribbon around it, and then delivered these invitations. This was so cool. This was on New Year's Eve, or the day before New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve Eve, I believe it was. And she delivered these to all of us and invited us to have a 2018 goal setting ceremony, which was so cool. And it went over so well with my kids that I'm certain that we're going to do it again. And as me and her kind of went through this and then talked about it afterwards, we were really shocked at by how serious our kids took this. And it was really, really cool. Now, what we did not do is we did not set New Year's resolutions. So, for example, someone might say, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. And there's many problems with doing that. Number one is it's not specific. It's been a long time since I talked about the concept of SMART goals. You know, I didn't invent the concept. It's just kind of out there. But when you set a goal, it needs to be specific. It needs to be measurable. It needs to be attainable. It needs to be time bound. And that is what makes it actually achievable, right? So if you just have a hope or a dream, that is totally different than a goal. And with New Year's resolutions, we say things like, oh, I'm going to join the gym, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to make, or I'm going to save $10,000 or something. What you want to do, though, is convert those dreams into goals. And goals are different. For example, my son Maverick said he wanted to start a business this year. I said, okay, cool. But that's not an actual goal. Okay, I said, when do you want to start the business by? Right? And that kind of brings it out of the realm of a dream back into reality where we can measure it. You got to remember, if you can't measure it, how do you know if you're winning? How do you know if you're progressing towards it? Let's say that you wanted to lose 10 pounds and you said, I'm going to lose some weight this year. That's one way you can do it. But let's say that you said, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by next Friday. Just think about how the difference in those two scenarios makes you feel. It's actually really powerful. Your subconscious mind is going to go into overdrive, being stressed out, thinking, oh my gosh, I have 6 days. I have to lose 10 pounds. And every single thing you put in your mouth, you're saying, oh, this is not in alignment with the thing I said I wanted to do. I'm out of whack. I'm off pace. This isn't going to work. But it gives you a much higher likelihood of achieving whatever outcome it is that you want. And our kids did the ceremony. We all dressed up in like fancy clothes. My son Sawyer had a little sport coat on. It was hilarious. But also powerful. Like, it was kind of emotional. I'm like, wow, you know, and his goals, he wanted to become a better reader. And so we broke it down. Okay, what does it mean? How can we measure, Sawyer, if you've actually become a better reader, right? And we talked about all of that. And we said, what habits do you need to have to underpin this goal? What person do you need to become as an individual to be a better reader, right? And this is what I would say to you guys, the listeners. You want to develop a schedule that's full of proper habits. Habits that are going to underpin and be the foundation of you moving towards your goal. The real question is, who do you need to become to have whatever it is that you want? I'll say that again. Who do you need to become to have whatever it is that you want? If who you actually are, the real you, not the one on Facebook, not the one where you act all a certain way to your employees and you act a certain way in public to your friends and everybody perceives you to be a certain way, but when no one's looking, only you know the truth. Do you have the correct character? Do you have the correct understanding, education, skill sets, confidence? Do you have the things required to have whatever it is that you say that you want? It's really easy to tell people, oh, I'm going to build a $1 million business, but you have to change. There's this book, I can't remember the name of the book. It might be called The Law of the Lid. It might be a John Maxwell book, or maybe The Law of the Lid is just something in his book. I can't remember. You can Google it. But the idea is that your organization, if we're talking about business, can only grow up to the level of you in your capacity, your leadership ability, your understanding of finance and economics and sales and marketing, all the things that are important, right? If you are lacking in any of those areas, the business will bottleneck and stop growing when it hits that lid. So we are the lid, right? So when it comes to goal setting, I think New Year's resolutions are just kind of a fad. They're kind of a trend. You know, gym memberships always, they make so much money in January, right? And then they get tons of cancellations in February, March, April because people fall away. And I think it's because they weren't specific and clear on what they really wanted so bad that their stomach hurt. They didn't put dates on it. They had no accountability structure around it. And they didn't set themselves up with the right habits or even think about what habits would be needed to get it. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Now, if you're in the Growth Vault Facebook group, which is one of the groups that I started, a guy named Brennan Williams made an awesome post about this the day that I'm recording this, actually. And he was talking about the 10 differences between goals and dreams. It's kind of a long post, but you should go in there. Just search for The Growth Vault. It's just a free group. And look for Brennan's post. It's really good. It's really, really good. Excuse me. So, here's the deal, guys. I want 2018 to be the very best year ever for you, and that's different for everybody. You might not want a huge monster business. Maybe your business needs to shrink. Maybe you've created a monster. We need to halves your business. We need to cut it in half. Maybe it needs to be more profitable. Maybe you just want your life back. Maybe you don't care how big it is, but you want to be in control and everything's a mess. Whatever it is, who do you need to become to have that thing? What changes need to happen? When do they need to happen by? And who can you surround yourself with to hold you accountable and support you as you move through the year? Because if you set some crazy, non-specific dream in place and you get through the month of January, now we're into February, it's over. It's gone. It's not going to happen. And so the incremental little daily habits are what cause the real success. You know, unfortunately, it's boring to be successful. For me, when I figured that out many years ago, I realized like it wasn't that exciting to have a business that works because things are just happening and they don't require you. And there's every day isn't a dumpster fire, right? And we want to move towards that. We want to move from chaos to less chaos. I told my team at Send Gym, you know, this is our goal, is to continuously move from chaos towards less chaos. And as we move towards our goals, eventually there should come a day when I walk into the office and I don't have to do anything. And I'll ask my department manager over here, hey, what are we working on? What can I do? Oh, no, Josh, we got this. Can you come back tomorrow? Okay, well, then I'll go over to the development team. Hey, guys, Josh, we're doing a code review. We're launching this other sister application. We kind of have a lot on our plate right now. Can you come back next week? We can set an appointment. When that day happens, it will be a glorious day. Kind of depressing because as entrepreneurs, we want to wear all the hats. We want to be the one driving the bus. But really, the ultimate way to succeed in business is when you can take your hands off the wheel and go sit in the back of the bus and just observe your team driving down the road successfully. In fact, driving down the road better than you could have even ever hoped to have driven by yourself. So I don't know if that made sense, but you know, I have a lot of goals this year. And I won't reveal all of them, but I will tell you this. One of the goals for us at Send Gym, my software company, this year is that I'm going to become more focused on creating valuable content for you guys. And a piece of that is I'm going to do a podcast every single day for the entire year of 2017. And you're busy and you probably can't listen to every single one, but I'm doing that to create discipline and focus in what I'm best at. I'm going to double down on my specific skill set, and I'm delegating lots of things to other people, and we're making new hires, we're expanding our team, because this is the path. And I know it's the path, and even though it's scary, this is the path. So that's what we're going to do. I also am going to be having weekly vlogs come out. I'm going to have a weekly like live stream TV show thing on Facebook that I'll be telling you guys about, where I'm going to be interviewing people and doing giveaways and having tons of fun helping inspire and encourage all of you along your journey. So start out 2018 on the right foot and set real goals. Underpin them with habits, surround yourself with people to hold yourself accountable, and that is the way to succeed. I'm going to be talking to you guys a lot this year. I'm excited. I have a new office coming up on the other side of Michigan where I'm going to be doing all this content. We're working with a professional videography company. We're going to be doing all kinds of crazy, crazy, amazing, fun, hilarious, exciting, emotional, inspirational things this year to serve you and your families the best that we can. Anyway, take care, guys. God bless. If you haven't given me a review on iTunes for the podcast, that would be such a great New Year's present for us. It helps us get the word out. Only takes a few minutes. And if you have questions or want to investigate what Send Jim does, it's a sales and marketing software that is a powerhouse. It's unbelievable. You should check it out. Go to sendjim.io. Here's to a great 2018. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.